Oasis, roll with it. BBC Radio Oxford. I'm a massive Oasis fan, if you didn't already know that. I was singing along to that. It's 24 minutes to 7 now. You know what it's time for?
This is BBC Radio Oxford. The Oxpert.
So, my Oxpert tonight is the saviour of the self-employed. He has tips and tricks up his sleeve to help you be successful in your own business. Nick Salfield studied PPE at Oxford, but unlike proper Oxford grads who become politicians and lawyers, Nick became a broadcaster. In 1995, he held the record for the biggest number of complaints to a radio show. But we won't go into that. Welcome to the show, Nick.
I knew you'd bring that up. I had a funny feeling you'd bring that up. Nice to meet you, Adam.
It had to happen. It had to happen. We won't go into it, so don't worry. I'm pleased to say you're here. I'm really grateful for you being the Oxpert tonight. Just explain about everything else you've done as well. I mean, you've got a lot under your sleeve.
I mean, it was, you know, the route to freelancing is usually trying a few things and being terrible at them sometimes, or being quite good and realizing you're all right at it. So broadcasting, I mean, let's be honest, Adam, it's not a proper job, is it, mate? It's not a proper job. I had an awful lot of fun doing the radio, but then this was 1995, along came the internet, and I founded quite a few sort of, you know, successful internet businesses and all, you know, tried my hand at all sorts of things when entrepreneurship was really changing the world. But, you know, since 2001, I've literally never had a proper job, which is an extraordinary thing to say, but, you know, and I've never had more than maybe 2 or 3 weeks predictability, because that is the life of a freelancer. But yeah, I'm kind of here to say that it is possible and it's doable and it's great fun and you can make quite a bit of money, a perfectly reasonable living. And the reason I'm super excited about freelancing is, look, do you like Dragon's Den?
Absolutely. I love Dragon's Den. It's one of my favourite TV shows.
Right, exactly. Lots of people love Dragon's Den, and that's because we love entrepreneurs, and there's no reason that we shouldn't, right? And it's great that we laud people like, you know, Richard Branson. They bring money into the economy, and they give lots of people jobs. But underneath that are a whole bunch of people, millions of people, who don't get any sort of credit at all and who are supporting the economy as well, right? Now, I happen to be a writer, but you know, freelancing, we often talk about sort of, you know, graphic designers and journalists and stuff like that. But if you're a plumber and you're self-employed, it's all the same sort of world. There are all these individuals going out there earning a living, doing fine for themselves, contributing to the economy, paying their taxes, and we never talk about them at all. Yeah. And lots of people also try freelancing but don't know what they're doing and suddenly find, oh my goodness, it's taken me 6 months, I haven't got a check in yet, and it's all gone a bit wrong. So, you know, I'm kind of a super evangelist for this sort of stuff, because it is possible to do, and more importantly, you know, when our parents, and I'm guessing you're the same sort of age as me, that might be terribly rude, but, you know, a generation ago, there was a concept of jobs for life, and that doesn't exist anymore. So it's up to everyone to kind of work on their own careers, and there'll be times when you haven't got a job and you've got to do other stuff on the side. So kind of having a hustle, having things that you do, is desperately important.
Well, they say that one person can, generally on average, have 3 careers.
I think that's pretty fair, actually. Especially if you're plenty of people go freelancing on the basis of doing one job first and then trying something else on the side before they make the leap. So absolutely. And actually, you know, if successive governments have their way and we're all going to end up working till we're 75 or 80 anyway, and, you know, rock on the oldies, let's do it, let's do this, yeah, then absolutely we're going to have more careers.
I'm guessing that the important part with starting a new business and being self-employed is to make yourself the middleman for something.
I think that's a reasonable thing to say, but I think life for middlemen is really, really tough. I think the way to do it is to be the front man. I think people buy into me as an individual. They buy into the stuff that I do. And the beautiful thing about freelancing is you're not responsible for anyone else. Managing is hard, right? I hate managing other people. So actually, I think being a middleman is really tough. Being the guy who buys from X and sells to Y is a really tough way to go about things, because eventually Y will realize that X exists and cut you out of the picture.
What about a middleman as far as making yourself the middleman? For example, Facebook did that. They made themselves the middleman from the average Joe who doesn't maybe communicate with their friends that they went to school with, to now being able to communicate with friends they went to school with.
I mean, tell you what, Adam, they've done all right, haven't they, old Facebook?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They've done okay. They've done okay. So in the world of digital, platforms like Facebook is huge. There are plenty of people doing really great entrepreneurial ideas in that respect. Certainly an option. But you know what? The magical thing, if you're just kind of starting out, do you know what look, if you're a plumber and you need a van and all that sort of thing, right, that's you're talking 25 grand before you've even started. For me as a writer, if you're a graphic designer or a marketer or something, you know what you need? You need a half-decent shirt and a computer, and you're on your way. You know, the kind of startup cost for getting on with this is so, so low. There is nothing stopping you. Just, you know, even when I first started out 20 years ago, even my business cards were about 400 quid. Now you can be literally starting up with, you know, no more than 500 to £1,000. And that's, you know, and I say starting up, the point is you can fail for that as well, right? If you've got an idea that it's not going to work, no problem at all, right? You can have a pop at something, realize it didn't work. Oh, well, never mind. And the first thing to do is get out there and, get in touch with contacts you already know. Yeah. Don't talk to friends and family, by the way, because they'll always say yes. Friends and family
are lovely.
Yeah,
of course, they'll have a biased opinion, yeah.
Exactly. They'll always say, yeah, it's a great idea. Go and do it. Oh, glad it's not my money on the line, right? So chuck a grand at it. Go and meet people and say, is this the sort of thing you'd want? Can I try something for half rate or something like that? We'll give it a go and see if we all get on or not. You know, the cost of participation of getting started is just so low. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of dipping your toe into an idea.
It's the same as everything in life, though. The failures quite often are the things that make you.
Yeah, you know, that's a lovely thing to say, because you're absolutely right. I'm really evangelical about this because, I've kind of made a success of it in the past 3, 4, 5 years. Before that was 15 years of messing around and hoping for the best and getting terribly lucky. And actually, luck really does matter. I mean, all my best gigs and connections have come from, you know, recommendations from people I know. I've never done any proper marketing. I've never been out there and, you know, spent a bucket load on advertising or something like that. No, not a bit of it. It's all about the connections that you make. So get out there and do some networking and meet people and, you know, have a lot of... There's a lot of wine involved. Great business does involve wine.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
I can well imagine. And like you say, on an end note here, it is... a true statement when you say it's not always about what you know.
It's really about who you know. And my biggest piece of advice, whatever you do, whatever it is you end up doing, that doesn't matter. What matters is how you make people feel, right? Be the person who turns up on time, who delivers on time. Don't make your boss look stupid, right? Get on with everyone in the offices. Because, yeah, I spend my time floating between my clients' offices. I go and see them and I help them with their businesses and all that sort of thing. Be the person who gets on with everyone so that at the end of the day, you know, a week later, they're saying to themselves, oh, he was all right. We should get him back in. That is the best recommendation you're ever going to get.
Do you know, that is very, 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 very valued advice there, Nick. So thank you so much for being tonight's Oxpert. It's been an absolute pleasure.